Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishbas, Ambiak Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're only Bo'abas or Daf Peches. And here in Amud Beis, we have a lot of inyonim that have to do with inyonim de Yoimo, which is the parshas that we're reading, Parsh Kisovoy, and then Parsh Nitzovim. So one inyon is brought down over here in the Toises. Toises brings, the same Toises is brought down in the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. There is the Shito of Rabbi Nissim Goren that says that the reason we're always careful to have Parshas Nitzovim before Rosh Hashanah is because what's the reason we're reading Parsha Kisovoy before Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah tells us, Tich Leshonah V'Kilah Yisrael. We want to end the year with the Klolos. Before the year ends, we read the Klolos to say that the year will end and the Klolos will end with it. Says Rabbi Nissim, the Klolos of Parsha Kisovoy don't end Parsha Kisovoy. They continue also Parsha Nitzavim. If you look at Parsha Nitzavim, there is also Klolos. It says there, we pin Yesh Bechem Shosh Peri Roish V'Lano, and it says all the terrible Klolos will be Chalonim. So the Klolos continue over the Parsha Nitzavim. That's why we're very careful to read Parsha Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. And if we have 2 weeks, two Shabbosos after Rosh Hashanah, before Sukkot, so we're going to be dividing Nitzavim V'Yelech, even though they're the shortest Parshas in the Torah. And Matas Mase, which is the two together combined to be the longest combination possible of Sukkim, we put them together. We want to make sure that Nitzavim will be before Shoshana. Toises over here says, our Gemara is clear that the Klolos of Parsha Kisovoy and the Parsha Kisovoy, the Gemara, when the Gemara comes and says the Seder of the Aleph Beis and how we figure out how much Klolos do we have in terms of the Seder of Aleph Beis, the Gemara is only mentioning the Psukim of Parsha Kisovoy, not the Psukim of Parsha Kisovoy. So clearly Parsha Kisovoy is the only Klolos, and it doesn't continue Parsha Kisovoy. So he said that's why he disagrees with Rabbeinu Nissim. Says the Torah is the only reason we have Parsha Kisovoy before Rosh Hashanah is in order to have a break between the Klolos and Rosh Hashanah. The same way Parsha B'chukoy says, not next to Shavuos, even though there's no Klolos of Parsha B'midbar the week after B'chukoy says, but we want to have a break between the Klolos and Shavuos, and that's why we have Parsha B'midbar. So also Rosh Hashanah, we want to have a break between Parsha Kisovoy and Rosh Hashanah, we have Parsha Nitzavim, not because Nitzavim is Klolos as well. And what Toises refers to over here connects what's brought down in many of the Sifri Chassidus, based on the Arizal, that the Shabbos before a Moed is part of the Moed. Is the preview. We have the Gedusha that comes during the week, starts with the Shabbos before. So that's why when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we don't have Klolos right next to Rosh Hashanah. We have a little bit of break, so the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah will be clean. But this Shita, the Toises brings the name of Rabbi Nissim Goren, seems to be the sheet of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Milo, when it comes to the friendship between Bris Milo, that has 13 Brisos, he says the Torah, on the other hand, also has only 3 Brisos. What are the 3 Brisos of the Torah? Says the Rambam, quotes the Pasuk at the end of Parashat Kisovoy, that it says, El divre brisa shatziva Hashem, milvad brisa shekoros etzam b'choyrev. So referring to Parashat Kisovoy, and they were saying, except the Bris that was already given in Parashat B'chukoy. So these are 2 Brisos. Parashat B'chukoy is a Parashat Kisovoy. Says the Rambam, v'shamu oimer, atem nitzovim ayam kulchem, lo'ovrach ha'b'bris Hashem elokecho, ha'rishosh b'risos. Says the Rambam, Parsha Nitzovim is another bris. So Mashra over here, Parsha Nitzovim is another bris that has in Klolos. Always, the definition of the bris, as the Maharal explains, is always defined by Klolos. Meaning that there's a punishment, a person does not keep the bris. The Rambam calls Parsha Nitzovim a bris. So the Chor, that goes like a Ben Yunisim. The Parsha Nitzovim is part of the Klolos. But to answer the question of Toises that Rabbeinu Nissim, that if so, why is the Gemara here referring to Parsha Kisovoy on its own? L'chor the Pshat is by understanding what is the additional bris. You have a bris of Parsha B'chukoy, that's one location. You have a bris of Parsha Kisovoy, then immediately after another bris of Parsha Kisovoy. Why do you need another one? So the Vilna Goyin in Aderes Elio Parsha Kisovoy says the famous Yisoid, and this L'chor will explain the Shita of Rabbeinu Nissim and the Rambam. The Vilna Goyin says like this. We know the Parsha Nitzavim starts with a 10 Nitzavim Ayim Kulchim. Says Rashi that when Am Yisrael heard all the Klolos that were in Parshas Kisavoy, so they said, Oyvei, who's going to be able to survive? Tells Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael, a 10 Nitzavim Ayim Kulchim, you should know that you made many bad things throughout the Midbar. But a 10 Nitzavim Ayim, you still exist. Because Moshe did not destroy you. So you should know that there's still hope. So Orachaim really asks, so what's the point? You give Klolos and you right away say, but don't worry, it won't be so bad. Says the Vilna Goyin, The Gemara on the end of Maseches Megillah tells us the Parshas Kisova is not so. Why is that? Because Parshas Kisova b'loshen yochid demro. It was written in a singular form, while Parshas B'chukosai is written in a plural form, b'loshen rabim. What's the difference? Parshas B'shah means because when you speak b'loshen rabim, you're speaking to everybody. B'loshen yochid, you could say, belongs to somebody else. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's not a pshat. Lashon Yochid is always referring to Am Yisrael as a whole, as one big tzibur. As we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Lashon Yochid. When Am Yisrael is one together, it's Lashon Yochid. When you speak to every individual in his own, it's Lashon Rabbim. So the Vilna Gaon, when Am Yisrael is together, part of the tzibur, part of the Rabbim, they will be saved. Then there is Avtocha, Tem Yitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. Together you'll be saved. Am Yisrael has Avtocha, Netzach Yisrael, Yishakar, Netzach Yisrael, Am Yisrael will stay forever. When you're part of the Tzibur, then there's Avtocha that these clothes won't destroy you. Because Parshat Yitzavim says, well, how does Parshat Yitzavim begin? When you have a person, he's Baruch B'lovah, someone tells himself, Shalom Yeli, I'll be okay, Ki B'shuis Libi Yelech, I'm going to go my own path. I'm not going to be part of the Tzibur. So then comes the big Klala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call him, Yivdilo Yileroh, and put all the clothes on him. Why is that so? Given Shapirish Atzmo Miklal Yisrael, Zog Devil Nagoyin. So Parashat Yitzavim speaks about the individual that said he's on his own, he's not part of the cloud. Mimila, this can explain the question of Tosis. The reason the Gemara over here says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave clothes of the olive base only Kisavai, that's speaking to Am Yisrael as a whole. There's another specific additional bris to the individual that separates it from Am Yisrael. That's not the, it's not a continuation of Kisavai, but it's also clothes. That's why we want to finish it before Rosh Hashanah. But Parshat Kisavai stands on its own, and it's not that Nitzavim stands on its own. It's two separate brisos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.